MTD Radio News, I'm Blake Ovard. Even though there's been no new cases of measles in New Mexico, state health officials are warning of a potential measles exposure in the northern part of the state, in Bernalillo, Santa Fe, and Sandoval counties. One adult and an 18-month-old traveling to New Mexico have been diagnosed as carrying the disease. The number of confirmed cases in New Mexico remains at 81, with Lee County having reported 67 cases, Sandoval County reporting 6 cases, Eddy County reporting 3, Doña Ana reporting 2, and Chavez, Curry, and San Juan each reporting 1 case. Meanwhile, Texas has seen no new cases of measles reported and remains at 744 cases. And Facebook parent company Meta is partnering with a California energy company to bring a big investment to New Mexico, about $1 billion big. XGS is a geothermal company, and Meta is partnering with XGS to power its data center operations in Las Lunas through PNM's grid. Geothermal power works by drawing natural heat from the ground to generate electricity. Officials say it's a major untapped resource in New Mexico, and the XGS plant will be water-friendly. A site for the project hasn't been selected yet, but officials say it will be in the northern part of New Mexico and should be up and running by 2030. And a community remembrance and reflection event hosted by Lincoln County Community Organizations Active in Disaster will be held to honor those impacted, recognize the courage of our first responders, and celebrate the community's resilience 1 year after the South Fork fire. It will take place 5:30 to 8 p.m. Tuesday at Wingfield Park. The event will start with a community reflection ceremony with remarks from local leaders at 5:30, and live music will begin at 6. There will also be local food vendors, and those attending are asked to bring chairs or blankets to sit on. Those attending are also invited to spend time at the memorial wall and healing space. And that's the way it is. I'm Blake Ovard. This is MTD Radio News.